Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Hi everyone and welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share with you what it looks like to be energetically matched to your outcome. Now, I have re-recorded this episode, I think 10 times. I'm not sure why, I just went all over the place with what I was trying to tell you. And then I sat on it last night and I thought, right, what is it I'm trying to say? And then it came to us because the universe always delivers. There was two things. One, I kind of summarized what I was trying to say to you, which was to get energetically matched. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. And the second thing that came to me was I might start a little feature in this podcast. So if you all join in to this little feature, then God damn it, I'm going to make a jingle. How impressive is that? These are my editing skills now. I can make jingles. I mean, I've not done it yet. I'm sure I can, though. I'm sure it's not difficult. What I want in this little feature is to have listener questions, whether it's about mindset, whether it's about manifestation. You can, or I'd want you to, drop me a DM on Instagram, Jude Dawn Coaching, with the title podcast, and then go into what your question is. And then I can answer specifically. And the reason why this came up, I think because when I tried to record the podcast yesterday a million times, I was trying to give examples for every single listener that might be listening now and realize that I can't be specific for every single thing. In a 30-minute podcast. So I thought it would be really good if you guys get the chance to ask your questions and then I get to do a little feature every time it's just me. If I've got a guest, I don't know if I'll have time, but I'll do my best. And obviously, it just depends how many questions I get. So throw them at me. So remember, DM me on Instagram, Jude Dawn Coaching. I'll put a link in the show notes. Title it podcast and then put underneath what your question is. And how lovely would that be? Cute little feature. Really nice. Okay, let's get on to the content that you've been waiting for. What does it mean to be energetically matched? I'm going to give you my example. And I've talked about this probably early on in the podcast series, maybe like episodes between 1 and 4 about energetics and energy and high vibrations. But in this episode, I really wanted to kind of get into detail of what that means. When you are energetically matched for something, then it's easy. It's not an issue. It just comes. It's, you know, it's like waking up in the morning and knowing that the sun's going to be shining outside. No, knowing that it's going to be light outside. You don't always know the sun's going to be shining outside. To be energetically matched, it'll be easy. So think about people that you know where you think your perception is, oh my God, they've got it so easy. How come good stuff happens to them? They'll be energetically matched to the outcome. They'll totally believe 100% without doubt that just happens for them. So it does. You know, somebody you know who's never out of money, somebody who gets dates quite easily, somebody who always gets that job or that promotion, it's because they are energetically matched to the outcome. They don't have resistance to it. I'm going to give you an example of last year. I'd done a lot of work on my money mindset. I worked with a coach on it because sometimes, as I say, you need to have somebody who's going to help you on some of the blocks that you've yet to unpick. And that was kind of one of the last ones. Obviously, you know, I've done a lot of work on my mindset, so I don't have any anxieties anymore. I'm fairly confident in everything that I do in a content way that I know if I apply myself, I'll get the results. And if I'm not, then I know I'll learn along the way and I'll smash it the next time. Like, I don't really have resistance to much apart from money mindset. So I did a lot of work on my money mindset. And by, I think, honest to God, it took like a month for me to turn this around. And in September, October, November, December, I smashed it. All my targets at work. It felt easy. There was no resistance. I was thinking, oh my God, like, how did I not know this before? How did I not know that it could be this easy? And then law of attraction stops working, or you perceive it stopped working because you know you're out of alignment. There'll probably one of two things happen, okay? Either you'll be triggered by something and it takes you back to your old muscle memory of whatever the story was that you used to tell yourself, or you'll just get out of the habit. You'll become complacent, so you don't do the things that you would normally do that get you aligned, okay? So in January, I had my credit card bill that I paid off in full. I had my tax bill that I paid off. And I had my car loan that I paid off in full. And it felt so good to pay all those off as a reward of all the hard work that I'd done those previous kind of 4 or 5 months prior. But what that meant was, is that pot was slightly empty in a sense of in my bank account because I'd paid all this off. And I went into a spiral of my old money mindset of like, oh my God, what happens if I don't earn anything? What happens if it doesn't come? What happens if nobody wants to work with me? What happens if nobody wants to buy the products that I sell? So what happens when you get into that mindset? You are not energetically matched to the outcome that you're trying to get. And it took me a long time, like a good few months, to get back on track. And that's the thing with muscle memory. It takes you back to that painful memory of what it was like when you were in resistance, when you believed that those things couldn't happen for you. So whatever your belief system tells you, whatever struggle you're in right now, start to observe those thoughts. Yeah, start to observe what they're telling you. Look at what you're putting out into the world. What conversations are you having with people around you about the thing that you're in resistance to? Two things that I would say about that. One, once you're observing your thoughts, I want you to start changing them. Now, that's not easy. It's not easy because change is hard. The more you want something, the more the absence of it can feel so uncomfortable. So remember the other episode I talked about distracting yourself until you can get back on track. I want you to also notice any self-talk that you're doing. So that voice in your head, that narrative that's playing out through the day. And again, use distraction, but also, what are you talking to other people about when they say, how's work? When they say, you know, are you dating anyone? Whatever it is, the thing that you're in resistance to, what is your response system? What is your physical response, sorry, when somebody is asking you those questions? Now, if you don't have a great answer for it, because you can't lie and go, yeah, everything's amazing if you're not getting the results that you want, but you could just say, yeah, everything's fine, and then change the subject until you're ready to talk about it in a positive, exciting way. Once I realized I was in resistance in my business and I could see the results weren't coming in that I was desiring, like the figures that I'd kind of like stacked up for the year, this wasn't the outcome that I was getting. And it took me a while, and it took me a conversation with a good friend of mine who's also a coach. And it was just a brief conversation. I'm now telling you not to have conversations, and I had a conversation, but I'm having a conversation with somebody who isn't going to go, oh yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Somebody who's going to go like, what are you thinking that for? Why are you out of alignment? Do you know what you're saying? Like, I was talking to somebody who would help me to correct my thought pattern, not the opposite. And I got off the phone and I thought, right, hang on a minute. What am I doing that's different to when I was smashing targets in my business? What is the difference? Yes, I'm out of alignment from a mindset point of view, but what habits and actions am I not doing? And I realized, honestly, could kick myself in the head about this. I realized I wasn't doing everything that I teach in my Month to Manifest course. I had absolutely got out of the habits. And the thing is, they're not even hard. Like the things that I teach in Month to Manifest are like 5 minutes, even less sometimes, of things that you can do on a daily basis that can get you into manifestation, high vibration, attracting in what you want. You know, and the reason why I kind of honed in those techniques is because I don't want to spend hours on manifestation on a daily basis. And I don't think you should have to either. If you are, then you're probably in resistance to it. These things are quick. They get your energy up and they get you thinking about the outcomes you want, not the fear. So I went back to what I preach, what I teach, and I started doing the habits and actions again. And honest to God, the day that I first started them, within 4 hours, one of the things that I'd asked the universe for happened. And then subsequently, another 3 things, and it happened within a space of like a few weeks. And that's how quick it is when you are energetically matched to it. You know, manifestation really doesn't have to be hard. It's just the mindset struggle that you get into that's really hard. So you've got to have things that are going to get you out of that mindset struggle, but you've also got to have the habits and actions that get you the results. You know, if you were wanting to eat healthy and it's not something that you're normally consciously doing, you know, maybe you don't have the best diet and you start to kind of want to get into those healthy habits, it will be something that you're going to have to think about and it's going to have to be conscious change. And you can get out of those habits. You can be doing it and for whatever reason, I don't know, there's stuff going on at work, nights out, whatever, birthdays, etc. And you get out of those habits and it can take you a while to get back in them. But you'll know once you're in habits and you're doing something on a daily basis, it just becomes the norm. It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. It doesn't have to be hard. But once you get out of it, it's really hard to get back into. But just remember that change can feel hard, but once you're doing those tiny, tiny little habits, they compound and they make such a huge difference to the outcomes that you want. So just as a recap, manifestation really shouldn't be hard. It should be easy, but only when you're energetically matched to the outcomes you want. And my God, when you are energetically matched, things happen so quickly. There's going to be somebody that I'm going to try and get back on the podcast, a guest who's been on before, and the results they've had in the last month, my God, I can't wait to share them with you. You're going to be astounded to the results that this person is getting by just being energetically matched. And they managed to turn that round in 4 weeks. It can take months if you're not realizing that you're out of alignment. And it was funny because there was a client I worked with on my Unbreakable Mindset program, and we were working on mindset blocks and anxieties and various things, nothing to do with manifestation. And towards the end of the coaching program that we did together, she was in a really good headspace, and I'd asked her if she was interested in Law of Attraction because she'd started listening to the podcast, and she said yeah. And I was like, right, I'm going to give you access to the Month to Manifest, which comes automatically when you work with me one-to-one, if you're interested. Some people are not a fan of Law of Attraction. So she got access to it and she started doing it, and she was blown away by the results that she was getting. And she, one of the questions that she asked on our last session together, she was like, what happens when, why do people get out of alignment when they're doing it? Like, why does it work? And then all of a sudden you stop doing it. And it's literally just habits and actions. It's just getting out of the habit of doing it. And this happens to so many people, that when they are manifesting really easy, you kind of forget what got you to that place. And then if something triggers you, like what happened to me back in January, or maybe something doesn't go your way, because remember, everything happens in divine timing. So the thing that we might want might not be happening when we want it to, but it's because the universe has got bigger and better plans that you've just not in the space to recognize. You can get a bit kind of like maybe a bit disheartened, and that's when your mindset struggles will set back in. And it's just about going back to basics. It really is. The basics that you know that get you into that really lovely, energetic headspace. The stats are that it takes 21 days to make a habit and 90 days to make it a permanent lifestyle change. And I do agree with that to a point. But it takes a moment to get you out of that habit. Really, really does. It can take a trigger, a mindset trigger, that is going to take you back to that old space of not feeling good enough, feeling like it won't happen for you. Or it can just take the fact that, I don't know, you went on holiday and you just got out of the habit and then you just didn't follow through when you came back. And it's having those moments, and whatever goal you're trying to achieve, having those moments where you go, do you know what? I need a reset here and I need to go back to what worked for me. And it's something I always do with clients when I'm coaching them. And not for manifestation, but when we get to that kind of sweet 8 or 9, so when clients come to me, I say on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? 10 being ridiculously happy, 0, the lowest mood you've ever had. When they get to that sweet spot of 8 or 9 when I'm working with them, I make a note of going, right, tell me everything that you're doing right now, and we document it. Because what I want in the future is that if they get out of the habits, or if, you know, if there's a lifestyle change or a career change or something happens, a relationship breakdown, they can go back to, what was I doing? What did life look like when I was an 8 or a 9? And it's just a lovely reminder. And I would definitely suggest that you have something like that when things are going well. And when things are going well, we tend not to document it. We only concentrate on stuff when there's pain. But having this as a little bit of a, you know, if things are going really well for you right now in like this podcast, you didn't really need this energetic reminder of how to be matched for it, then write it down. Like, what are you doing now that's working? What area of your life that's really good? And why is it really good? Like, what habits and actions are you doing? Where's your mindset around it? It's definitely worth having a little pause and having a bit of a reflection time. If you do want access to my Month to Manifest course and you want the exact process that I use, you know, the really kind of like the most simplest 5-minute process that you can do on a daily basis to get aligned, the link will be in the show notes. Honestly, I can't shout about it enough. It is gold, the stuff that's in there. And it really did help turn my mindset around. There are modules on how to get started if you're a complete novice. There are modules on the exact process that I use. Then there's a module on, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, it's a module on what to do when it's not working and what habits and actions you can do to keep it going. It's 4 modules in total. It's really simple, really easy to follow. You can do it as a module a week, and you could do it in a month. Yeah, it's really simple, really easy, and it is one of the cheapest, if not the cheapest, manifestation courses on the market. That was really important to me to give that to you at a low ticket price. So it is there waiting for you, link in the show notes. And just a reminder, obviously I said at the start of this episode that I'd really love to have that little feature. So any questions you've got about manifestation or mindset, then DM me the word podcast and pop your question underneath, and by God, we'll have a jingle. I will answer your questions, and it'll be a lovely way to interact with you, the listener, and get to see what's on the other side of this lovely podcast world. So thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to share this episode if it has been of value to you. Shout about it to your friends. And as I say, I'd love to have your questions. Have the best week, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.